First tonight, the First Minister is going to seek approval for a second independence referendum. Nicola Sturgeon says she thinks people would now choose to break away from the UK to stay in the EU. The Prime Minister has described the move as divisive. Hearts' Conor Gillis was at Bute House for the announcement and has this report.
Our nations really are better together.
Back in 2014, Scotland chose to remain part of the UK.
So there can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people.
Since then, we've had Brexit, the success of the SNP at the general election, and the same again at the Scottish election.
Good morning, everybody.
So, although this announcement was to be expected, it sent shockwaves across the UK.
So I can confirm today that next week I will seek the authority of the Scottish Parliament to agree with the UK government the details of a Section 30 order, the procedure that will enable the Scottish Parliament to legislate for an independence referendum.
Nicola Sturgeon says she believed people would now choose to break away from the UK in order to stay in the EU, and that it was about protecting Scotland's interests in circumstances that we didn't ask to be in. The First Minister had called for Scotland to be allowed to arrange a special deal to stay in the European single market.
I'm doing what I think is right for the country. I'm not planning not to win a referendum when that time comes.
Now, the timing of today's announcement wasn't expected by many, let alone number 10. Prime Minister Theresa May has accused the SNP and Nicola Sturgeon of tunnel vision.
It sets Scotland on a course for more uncertainty and division, creating huge uncertainty. And this is at a time when the evidence is that the Scottish people, majority of the Scottish people, do not want a second independence referendum.
Sturgeon claims Scotland is now at a hugely important crossroads and there are mixed opinions on the streets of Edinburgh.
She's causing more instability in Scotland. She couldn't care less about our fellow Brit citizens.
She'd always see it coming, but yeah, as I say, I think there just needs to be a bit more information about how it would actually work.
A change of circumstances. I mean, leaving the EU is just a catastrophic decision.
Scottish Tory leader Ruth Davidson and the Labour leader Kezia Dugdale are against this referendum.
Scots who voted both yes and no don't want to revisit this argument. Why? Because the reality is that the economics of independence are even weaker now than they were 2.5 years ago.
The First Minister's problem is she has no mandate for a second independence referendum. She lost her majority in Parliament. The people of Scotland have said time and time and again that they do not want dragged back to the division of another referendum.
So from that vote in 2014, Scotland really has been at the edge and at every twist and turn of politics. And it looks like that journey is set to continue, stepping up a gear from today.
Thank you all very much indeed.
Conor joins me now in the studio for more. Conor, you were in the room during that press conference. What was the feeling?
Well, Finlay, as soon as it finished earlier, everyone sort of looked at each other and pretty much said in harmony, here we go again. Really mixed thoughts and no real detail on what to expect so far. Nicola Sturgeon was asked, though, on whether there would be a white paper again, when the exact date would be. All questions, she said, that would be answered in due course. She did agree, though, Finlay, that she hopes the question would be the same. Should Scotland be an independent country, yes or no?
And the timing, Conor, of this really is important, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I don't think there will be any problems getting this Section 30 that we heard Nicola Sturgeon talk about a second ago through the Scottish Parliament. Of course, you've got the SNP, you've got the Greens making up that independent supporting majority. But the main hurdle, I think, will be when it heads to Theresa May and the UK government. I think it's really highly unlikely that Number 10 would block this referendum. But what Theresa May might do and what analysts are suggesting is that she might push for the vote to be held once we've completely left the EU. That's, of course, the UK completely leaving the EU. So a lot to think about tonight, Finlay, but whatever way you look at it, there will be a lot for us to talk about over the next few years. A lot of debate, a lot of scrutiny for Nicola Sturgeon and, of course, the Scottish Government.
Thanks so much, Conor. And this is as MPs are voting on the Brexit bill in the Commons, allowing Theresa May to trigger Article 50. That's the process of leaving the EU. Downing Street stressing it wants to start the process of cutting ties with Brussels by the end of the month. MPs have just in the last few minutes voted to reject an amendment from the House of Lords guaranteeing the rights of EU citizens living in the UK. There's more on all this at heart.co.uk.